I'm with Gary Jones at Le Manoir, and I want to ask you a question. When you come into a restaurant and you see on the menu an amuse-bouche or an hors d'oeuvre, what exactly are they, and what do you do here?
Well, an amuse-bouche is like a little pre-starter, as you will, when you're just selecting your menu. So it'd be a little freebie from the chef, so to speak. An hors d'oeuvre would be a starter plate. So nothing more complex than that, really.
You don't call them amuse-bouche, though, here, because amuse-bouche in French translates as amusing your mouth or to please your mouth. What do you call them?
We actually call them appetizers, which is a more acceptable plate, or assiette, aperitif, which would be the French version of it. So an appetizer, really, something to stimulate your appetite. And that's what it's about, stimulating the appetite. Cool and beautiful. If it's a hot summer's day, we'll try and use something cool. You can see.
What have we got in here that's that we would expect to see going out as an appetizer,
well,
then?
You can see live right in front of you. Jenna here has just put in together... it's an escabeche of vegetables, so we've taken some fresh orange juice, reduced it down with lemongrass, lemon verbena, infused it overnight on some finely sliced vegetables from the garden, and it's almost pickled in that. You leave that overnight, season it up, a little bit of cayenne and spice in there, tiny bit of olive oil, and that is a very, very refreshing. You've got it's almost pickled, but it's not. It's crunchy, it's refreshing, it's lovely and light. And on a warm day like today, you've got something crunchy, refreshing and light. Already you're thinking, okay, this isn't going to be too bad. You settle people down, because people can be nervous coming to a restaurant. So this is something just to settle in. While we prepare that starter that may take 10, 15 minutes to prepare, they have got something to keep them amused. And that's where it all stems from, basically. So that's where we are.
Well, looking at that, I've already got my appetite stimulated. They look lovely.
Well, don't imagine what it tastes like. Come and have a taste. Come and have a taste.
I will do. That sounds fantastic. Right, over here. Fantastic. So what have we got here?
We've got the parfait with the almost like a granola nut mixture going on. Again, there's a little bit of sugar going on in there as well, so you've got crunchy sweet nuts. There's also some gingerbread as well that's in there.
How a taste of this gingerbread here. Oh, that is really good. And I'm just going to put that on the on this bread. This bread is quite special as well. What's this bread?
That's a pain de campagne, which is a country, French country bread. We toast it on one side, and it keeps it nice and moist. So you've got texture to it, but it's not dry and brittle, so that's what we do. But if you just crunch open that toast and just try and get a few of the flavours on your on the bread.
I'm just going to spread this on the toast then. Oh, there we are. Well, I'm just going to... spread this on the toast. It seems almost a shame because this is very beautiful. Although, I have to admit, it's very smooth, this chicken liver parfait. It's very smooth. I can see already from the knife. Here we go. I'm going to crunch this. Mmm.
You ready, Bradley?
Oh, wow. Okay. That's absolutely incredible. The crunch and the sweetness is just...
If you think about the texture that's going on there, it's rich, it's flavoursome. The textures are amazing as well. You've got sweetness, you've got crunch, you've got the spice from the ginger, you've got the beautiful freshly made bread. The bread was made this morning, toasted. So all of those combinations come together. And that's before we've got to the refreshing part, the fruit, the mango and the cherry, which is great, and the fresh almonds. So all go together to make it a lovely combination.
Now, I would really appreciate you showing me how to make this chicken liver parfait. Is that something you can show me today?
At all.
That would be okay?
Yeah, let's do it. No problem.